John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. "He is our God. You do not know him, but I know him," says Christ. The knowledge our Lord is speaking of here is more than intellectual knowledge. It's a deeper sort of knowledge. The Old Testament speaks of this knowing in the sense of love, faithfulness, and generous self-surrender. Love for God comes from the certain knowledge we have of him. And the more we love him, the better we get to know him. My brothers and sisters, as we approach the crucifixion, it's imperative that we come to know our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And not just a superficial knowing, but a deep, abiding knowledge rooted in love, faithfulness, and generous self-surrender. So we're called this season and throughout the seasons of our lives to love without limits, to remain steadfast in our faith in Jesus Christ, and generously surrender ourselves wholly to our lovable and adorable Lord.